Hello there. So you've found the message in a bottle. There it is for you to read whenever you want, but I thought you might like to take a moment to be read to. So find a place that's comfortable and warm. Switch off the phone so you won't be disturbed. Feeling safe. Snuggle on down there. Take a moment of time to look at your hands. Look at the back of your hands. The spaces between the fingers. The shapes of your nails. And turn your hands over to look at the palms. Look at your fingertips. Those markings that identify the unique you. And those lines that continue unnoticed down across the palms of the hands. When you look closely enough, you'll see that they're like an ordnance survey map. The mountains and hills, the rivers and valleys. The landscape of your soul. And now relax your hands. Deepen your breath. Let go of any tensions you've had. Close your eyes and listen inside. Yes, my dearest, I am talking to you, nobody but you. And this bottle, disguised as a book, contains a map. To discover the secret treasure that is you. As you will know, in order to read a map, it is essential to be able to understand the signs and symbols that point the way. And they are there all the time, everywhere you look, every sound you hear, everything you touch, taste or smell all around you. An ancient tree silhouetted against the horizon. The sound of birds singing on a spring morning, the smell and taste of newly picked fruit, the touch of a butterfly's wing on your fingertips, the sight of the moon rising over the water, the sound of a waterfall tinkling in a woody glade, the taste and smell of fresh, cool water on a hot day, the touch of water all over your body as you slip into the warm ocean. The sight of clouds shape-shifting across the sky. The sound of the wind whispering in the treetops. The smell and taste of the salt in the wind. The touch of the wind dancing through your hair. The sight of a beautiful sunrise. The sound of a fire crackling in the darkness. The smell and taste of freshly cooked bread. The warmth of a fire on a cold day. In every moment, the unceasing gift of the present, never-ending, wonder and glory wherever you are. But be careful who you let interpret the world for you. And that means this message in a bottle. And it also means you. Your head will tell you stories, all sorts of tales. The tragedy and the comedy where you are the star and the scriptwriter. And the producer and director of this unsurpassed drama, your life. In the enchanted loom of your mind, you will weave the warp and weft of the tapestry, illustrating your great adventure, and all the unsuspecting, innocent passers-by you draw into add interest, because that's what heads do. Look into the mirror. And wonder at the depth of your soul in your eyes. The story writ in the lines of your face, the set of your jaw, the smiles and the frowns. The alien nature of your solitary existence twinned with your absolute connection with everything. No matter however slow its breath, the rocks, the trees, the animals and birds on this wondrously beautiful planet. the people that you meet and all of those you never meet. Hug it all, the sadness and the shadows, the contrasting shifting movement that lights up the beauty and grace of your adventure, the cosmic dozy-do of meetings and partings, the serendipitous, synchronistical impossibilities of coincidence. It's a sign, but of what? It's your map. Learn about the landscape that is all the adventures and things that have happened to you, all the paths down which you've trodden, the mountains you have climbed, the white water rivers you have tumbled down, the shady glades where you have rested. This is the landscape of your soul. How beautiful it is, that place of your life's adventure. Stand in awe at your dear and wonderful self. This map will help guide you on your journey, but it is you who will be exploring. Sometimes you'll stop and rest for a while, and that's okay too. After all, it's up to you. Welcome to your world.